Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back, History and Shell, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport, joined now by Sounds GM. Is that the easiest way to say your title, Adam News?
That's the best title.
Okay.
Nice and easy that way.
Okay.
Appreciate it, though.
Dude, it's baseball weather.
Look out the window, man.
You know, baseball is back, and you know, Sunday's our game, so I've been watching the weather for about 15 days, because that's about as far out as I could find.
You've been obsessed with it, haven't you?
And at one point, it said it was going to be 75 degrees on Sunday. Mm. It keeps dropping a little bit since then, but I'm sticking to 75 degrees.
Hey, as long as it's not 30, we're all in.
Yep.
So this is what he's talking about on Sunday. The Nashville Sounds, a new affiliate of the Texas Rangers, will play at 105 at First Tennessee Park. That is this Sunday, March 24th. Man, what an exciting event. When you came on and announced this with us, I think you told us at that time, hey, it's been this long since a Major League Baseball club has been here. I don't remember what you told us at the time, but I'm sure you do.
Yeah, so it's the second time since the 70s. And the last time was in the 90s, so it's...
Okay.
It's a rare event here in Nashville, but it's something we couldn't be more excited about. And we've learned that if we want to sell out an event and have or sell out a product, we come to 3HL. You guys have a history of selling things out for us.
I don't know about that.
The hats.
We just have really great events.
Adam,
how's
let me
that?
Tell you, many people would say we are sellouts.
Yep.
So, yes.
Those hats that we had you guys unveil to the world?
Yes.
We can't keep them on stock.
Well, and, that's because they're sweet.
Well, and because you guys nailed it.
There's
as always.
I wore that. Where was I? I was somewhere on vacation and had that hat on, and somebody was like,
What's that?
What is that hat? That's awesome.
Nice.
Well, I was at the park, like I was saying before the break, with my son last night. We went to Vanderbilt and Belmont's game. And Booster was there, and we ate chicken from the concession stand, and I hope Mom's not listening. We split a box of M&Ms, and it was just so great to be in the ballpark, and all the new signage, and I saw that new logo up on some of the walls and the fence and in the wrapping someplace, and we went out, and he played like the Connect Four game, but he did it by himself and put all the big checkers in the thing, and then he was just as happy as he could be. You guys have done such a great job with that ballpark. I always tell people this. You can go to a Sounds game because you just love baseball. I mean, if you just love baseball, go to a Sounds game.
Yep.
But if you got kids and you just want to have some fun, I dare you to find a place your kids will enjoy more for an afternoon or an evening than they would going to your baseball park.
No doubt. And that's something we work really hard on is if you are a hardcore baseball fan, you can come and sit so close to the action that you can't do that at the big league level. And if you're bringing your families out, there's areas where we've kind of dialed back the music a little bit that it's not loud and out of control for your kids to enjoy the game. There's areas over in left field that's perfect for them. And then if you're single or looking to mingle or whatever you're doing,
there are myriad opportunities for that as well.
It's definitely out there. And we have a lot of people that come and hardly even watch the game. And this Sunday is going to be perfect for it. There's going to be March Madness going crazy out there at the Bandbox. TV's on.
Yep.
So you can be outside enjoying some Rangers baseball and March Madness.
Give us some details on Sunday for those that maybe haven't heard about it or just now hearing about it, which I don't know how that's possible, but just in case and think, okay, I want to head out. What are they going to see? What are the details? Kind of fill us in.
Yeah, so gates will open at 12 o'clock. There's an optional batting practice. So these guys are flying in that morning. We're not sure how many of the guys are wanting to play, have batting practice before, but if you get there early enough, you might see some of them out there. But it's going to be the Rangers versus the Sound. So it's their best 40, 50 players that are going to be here. So they'll all be Hunter Pence, Elvis Andrews, all those guys will be here. And We sold out of all of our reserve seats, but then we opened up some of the player pass lists. So there's a couple very limited availability, but then general admission tickets are on sale. We were originally planning on waiting to go on sale for those until the day of, which we usually do. But because of the demand, we opened them up nice and early.
How much is general admission?
$20.
There you go.
$20 to see the Texas Rangers play the next Texas Rangers,
major
play their future. Yeah. Yes. JT, I think, has already tweeted out a link from 3HL, so you can go to Twitter if you're on there. I will take the link and put it on 3HL's Facebook page as well, or you can go to NashvilleSounds.com, and you can get the tickets very easily there. This is such an exciting time, and I, for the longest time in one of my previous lives, I managed real estate agents. And I would tell them, the new agents, this is such a great opportunity for you to tell the world what you're doing, because you're new at it. So this is your chance to tell all your friends and everybody, this is what I'm doing now. This is who I am. Here's my information. You guys have got a whole new world over there. New uniforms, new team affiliation. I mean, this is just the kickoff of something special. This is one game, but you guys do great promotions. Every game is fun. There's always something specific for that night. You do giveaways. But this is just a fantastic time for the Nashville Sounds, period. And to me, it started with the announcement of the affiliation with the Rangers. They sent all their top people here. Then you unveil the uniforms, and you killed those.
Well, thanks to you guys. I keep giving you credit for it. But it has been a busy offseason. 2019, we've had it targeted for a while, for a couple of years now, that this could be a huge year. And First Tennessee Park's going to be as busy as ever. We have soccer. We have this event. And then 70 baseball games. We also have a big announcement that will come to you guys first on probably in July of another big event that's going to be 36 days of activity in the ballpark on top of all the events that we're already doing. So,
like 36 mini Bonnaroo festivals or something?
Pretty much, yeah. So it'll be a busy year. We're hoping to we're kind of on pace to hit maybe 1.2 million people coming through the ballpark this year. So
that's a
big number for us to be hitting, and something we're excited about. We recognize it's a community asset. We want to make sure we're bringing cool things to the ballpark.
When you guys announce the new stuff, and for the ball cap that Adam's talking about, it's the Nashville colors, the blue and red and white, and it's a home plate with three stars for Tennessee. Just a really cool and unique design. It's real simple, but it's very impactful, because if you're from Tennessee, you know exactly what those three stars are. And that was the first thing we put out, right? We put the hats on, you took That's our right. picture, and we all put that out. And there were some fans and some old-timey fans, they said, gosh, you know, if only there was kind of an homage to the past. Well, then everything else comes out.
Yep.
And that old school in, and there are all kinds of homages to the past.
Definitely.
You know, it looks to the future, but there's such a great look to the past too with what you're wearing now.
Yeah, a lot of what we went was kind of modeled around the Atlanta Hawks rebrand, and they did a great job of incorporating their old look from back in the 70s and what their classic look is, but then also kind of twist to hit that millennial demographic that wants something cool and trendy. And I think the group we did it with did the Atlanta Hawks, so they were all NBA rebrand specialists, so we hired the best, and I think they nailed it.
Well, nobody hits the millennial demo like the NBA, period. They don't. I mean, the NBA,
that's true. Yeah.
That's who they're aiming for. You guys are aiming for everybody, and I thought you did it, though.
Yep. And the NBA, and I wish it Major League Baseball would open their eyes sometime to what NBA is doing. They do a great job. My wife could name 12 NBA players and maybe one Major League player, so
she
NBA does nice. A great job.
She at least yeah. needs to be able to name the former Sounds, you know,
yeah. That's right.
make it up.
Can't expect that there much out of her.
All right, a couple of other things maybe for people to sort of set aside on their calendars for Sounds this summer. A couple things you want to talk about before we go?
Yeah, right. So April 4th is going to be opening day, which is always an exciting day. This yes. time that's going to be on a Thursday. Last year was on a Tuesday, so it's a lot more exciting to be on a Thirsty Thursday.
Yes.
Kick it off.
Well, in Nashville, Thursday's the weekend.
It is.
I mean, it is. We all know that.
Yeah. And then this coming up year, we've gone from 1 to now 8 Bark in the Parks. We're calling them Tailwagon Tuesday. So every Tuesday, you get to bring your dogs to the
there
ballpark.
You go.
Just for Dawn. One of mine can't go into public. The other one, I'll bring the other one this year.
It's just for you, but it's something that we're excited about. People just have a great time when they can bring their dogs. So
still fireworks nights,
fireworks
too,
Friday. Okay. Can't go away from those. And then
those are super popular.
Around Cinco de Mayo, we're going to change our name this year to the Vihuelas, which is a guitar in the mariachi band. I thought it was the big guitar, but it's the small guitar.
I saw the minor league baseball promotion that everybody has some alternate thing, and I didn't understand what any of them were, especially the Vihuelas.
Yes. I figured you would know.
No, I know what a guitar is, but not a Vihuela. I never played the Vihuela.
It reminds me of Vuvuzela.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an initiative in minor league baseball. I think there's 70 teams that are participating, and I think it's just a way for us to reach out to that Hispanic community and do something a little bit creative, and the teams have really gotten behind it.
Well, if I know your design team, they'll crush it like they do everything. Well, we're excited. Again, JT tweeted out the Sounds ticket link. We will put it on our Facebook page as well. I'll do that in the commercial break. Exhibition game, Sounds and Rangers, the second time ever a Major League Baseball team has played a game here. That's at 105 Sunday at First Tennessee Park. Gates open at noon.
Correct.
You can get out there and have a great time. And there are tickets available. General admission, $20. I mean, you can see the Texas Rangers for $20 in your own town. Play the future Texas Rangers. Adam, always
not
great to see
an
you.
An awesome park.
And you don't have to go to Arizona or Florida.
Exactly.
For spring training. Yeah. Staycation for spring training. Also, I can tell you this. Go in the pro shop while you're there. My son tried to pull the gates open to the pro shop and cried because it wasn't open.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he wanted a toy.
We could have opened it for him.
Well, that's okay. And you can say hey to my man Booster while you're there. Always great to have Adam News. Sounds baseball is back, and Sounds baseball sounds good. That's what they used to say. We'll say it now.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.